Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we're going to start off with sperm. The seed of man, it's going to be worth millions. Millions. You guys are saying, well, what do you mean? Millions. There's lots of men out there, yes, but not all men are injected free. Not all men took that injection, which now has corrupted their DNA. There's a guy that thing sent to me in the mail today, not snail mail, but email. And they had on there sperm, unvaccinated, pure. And it was like a little packet, I think about 100 mils, something like that. It was full. It must have caught the guy on the right day or something. Anyway. $3,000. I thought, wow. Guaranteed to have 75 million sperms. Now, this sounds a little weird. I have to admit, even the way I'm putting it sounds a little weird. But it ain't so weird. It isn't so weird at all. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised in the not too distant future if they're not going to go to a clinic that a stud service may become an availability if your sperm hasn't been corrupted. And now, in order to sustain that non-corrupting capacity, you're going to have to maintain a pretty much a eunuch lifestyle in order not to have that corrupted. So that's the drawback there. Because if you do exchange your DNA with somebody, it can now run the risk of having a contamination to the seed. You know, years ago we worried about STDs, right? Y'all having sex and, you know, next thing you know, you go home and you got more than you bargained for. Then you went to the doctor, he gave you some penicillin, or he did whatever he did to remove the problem. Today, that ain't so easy. Most of the STDs today are a contamination as a result of genetic modification. Yeah, it's, you know, all these STDs that popped up in the last 30 or 40 years, they were all made out of a lab. Herpes, so-called AIDS, which really doesn't exist, you know, and all chlamydia and all these other ones, you know, these were all created. Doctors say, oh, it's a bacterial infection or viral infection. No, this is a lab-created infection. We never had this 50, 60 years ago. A lot of these sexual transmitted diseases today didn't exist. As hard as it is for some of you to figure it out. And what also perpetuated this was the fact that over the same period of time, they kept on corrupting the food supply, corrupted the environment, corrupted everything, which further broke down a person to be more susceptible to that program they were inserting into the environment. So when we're looking at sperm, you know, $3,000 for a packet of sperm, that may be a reality. You know, somebody wants a child bad enough, and you've got a viable donor that whose genetic profile checks out clean. There's no STDs. There's no corruption. There's nothing. Everything's fine. You're going to have a problem. You know, we're going to have problems up the way. You know, it's already bad enough that men can't get an erection anymore because you now need a blue pill to do this. Come get your Viagra, your Cialis, and this other super duper pooper riser upper. Just swallow the pill and away you go. We never had that problem 50 years ago either. Men have problems getting an erection when they get older because they've been with the woman for so long she's wore them out. You know, now what do you want? That kind of thing. It's a real, and I'm presenting this to the male species, or I should say the male species, the male population. The women have the same kind of problem. You know, your egg may be corrupted, your cervix may be corrupted, your vaginal area may be corrupted, your fallopian tubes may be corrupted because of genetics. Because of the genetics that you're exposed to, the epigenetic factors that can alter your DNA. And then if you are, you know, testing the waters and, you know, having a trial run to see who's going to be the perfect fit, well, you run that risk as well. Especially if you're riding bareback. Now you're exchanging DNA, and that in and of itself could cause a corruption of your DNA. So it's going to, I'm looking at this in a way that relationships, if they're going to be any relationships, they're going to be based on a lot of things other than two people working to pay off a mortgage and so they can retire and be miserable all their lives. It's going to come down to something completely different in regarding to genetics, vaccines, foods that you're eating together, things that you're buying at the grocery store. Because you have to figure this out. A lot of people are getting sick because they all, everyone goes to the grocery store, they buy the same stuff, come home, eat the same shit, and wind up having some issues. And they can vary from person to person to person because it all depends what part of the genetics or the genome that these things are affecting. And if they can translocate to other parts of the body to cause other disruptions in your genetic code or your DNA. You know, like I said, being healthy and understanding health today is not as simple as it was 30, 40 years ago. 30, 40 years ago, you had a bump on your knee, basically gave somebody vitamin C and a disinfectant, waited a day or two, and good to go. Now somebody has a bump on the knee, you give them vitamin C, you got to give them some enzymes, you got to give them some zinc chloride, copper chloride, manganese chloride, you know, all kinds of stuff, just so he doesn't get infected or she gets infected. Then you're loading them up with collagen and C and copper and, you know. Because, like I said, we are not living in those days anymore where we can have free and clear access. And today, free and clear access could mean the death of you. Hey, honey, I'm in a good mood. Hey, baby, I'm in a good mood. And away you go. You know, and next thing you know, I don't feel so good. No, I don't either. You know what I mean? That can happen. These despotics have been working overdrive to kill mankind, to get mankind to be reduced and to be seduced to a level where they're treated like cattle, because men and women today do not want to take the bull by the horn. They don't want to fight, they don't want to stand up for themselves, so they're going to be herded as cattle. Because those that are in power realize that there are those who they will always have contention with, and then there are those who, you know, are docile, domestic, and won't do anything. Those are going to be the easy ones to get first, so they'll get rid of those because then there's no chance that they can change their mind and join the other ones. So now, whatever's left is now being treated like cattle. You know, and cattle, and when you become cattle, you become experimental. You are going to have an experiment, whether you like it or not. Because if you're not going to say no now when you can, you won't be able to say no when you can't. That's how it rolls. That's the way it rolls. We're no longer in charge of our destiny if we ever were. That's another concept. For another day, in order to promote an illusion. Speaking of promoting an illusion, we are going to promote an illusion. Give me a second here. Where to go? I think that's it. Even the scientific leaders are opposing the science. They're saying that the science should not be trusted and or medicine leaders. I wonder where I heard that before. I wonder where I heard that one, you know. Don't trust your leaders, especially in any situation. If government is involved, be prepared to get raped. Raked over the coals, bled dry. That's all government officials are good at. Putting on a nice smile, pacifying the general population. And then when they get back into the headquarters, they find out that the person they thought was on their side has now screwed them over bad. We're no longer in those good old days, you know, and we're going to expect some political leader to do it for us. That ain't never going to happen. We're going to expect somebody at the high-ranking medical field. That ain't going to happen. They don't care. They never cared. They never will. All they care about is their bank accounts. You know, they've taken from the poor and they've given it to the rich, which is themselves. Think about that. They got you getting a jab. Today, in America, the courts overturned Biden's little game. He was trying to force everybody to get the jab in order to go to work. Florida was already fighting it. Kudos on Florida. I hope in the next election that the Floridians will keep this guy. This guy is fighting for, like I said, you know, maybe staged, but he at least is out there telling it the way it is and what's going on. You know, we're no longer, like I said, in charge of our destiny. As long as everybody is willing to submit to the general consensus that's going on right now, you know, nothing will change. Nothing. And as long as they keep going the way they're going, the government's never going to let up. Never will it let up. You may get the odd victory here and there, the odd tidbit. But that's it. You're not going to win any major battles until we remove these people from power and put other people who, again, would cut the cord with treaties and other things and start presenting a more isolationist or more individualistic situation for everybody who is not going to be injected. There will be two camps. There'll be those who've been injected and there'll be those who won't. And they're going to separate that right down the middle. If you got the jab, you go there. If you don't got the jab, you go over there. No, you got both jabs. Hey, you go here. We're no longer even maybe genetically viable at this stage. Think about that for 1 minute. Your sperm, a man's sperm, is worth $3,000 for about 100, well, probably not even 100, maybe 50 mil. Man, you wouldn't have to go to work. Get up every morning. Hey, are you ready? Are you ready to rumble? That kind of thing, you know. And you just give it, you just pass your donation. They screen it. Good to go. There's your dough, and away you go. You know, that's how it's going to be. You know, they could bury just as easily clone or create whatever, but if they got the seed, then they can use their CRISPR technology to remove things they want, add things in that they want as well. Imagine that. Then when you get older, you ask, well, who's your mom? That test tube over there. Who's your dad? This sperm donor over here. Wow, you were born out of a lab. I just said that. You know, It's how it is. They want to replace all the rejects. And now we know who they are. You wearing the mask. You get over here. You not wear the mask. Go home. It's sad. It's truly sad. But the eugenics program that Hitler and the rest have started prior is going on today. Nothing new. Nothing's new under the sun. I got to tell you, the resets that we're talking about have already happened in the past. What we're seeing is the leftover from another reset, and we're seeing what they had seen. Same thing. And they got eventually eliminated, probably the same exact route, and now it's our turn. So when we're looking at what we're seeing today, what's going on today, that's getting more and more, a little bit more relaxed, you know, in some parts of Canada. Beware. When you're off guard is when they will slam you hard. That's how the game's been played ever since I can remember. We're no longer, like I said, in a free world. That concept of a free world, that was another illusion. There's nothing free about America. There's nothing free about Canada. In fact, Canada costs you more. You know, free has a price in Canada. I'm free. Yes, that'll be $10,000. Thank you. I'm still free. Oh, hey, we didn't tag you enough. That's the way it is in this country. Everybody wants to just make it, have it go back. We just want our lives back. We want to just go back. Well, when are you going to get up and fight for it? You know, the sperm is worth more than gold. When you read this, you won't believe your eyes, but you know what? They already made AI dolls so that you can go to a whorehouse and pick a doll and carry on. They had one in Toronto, one in Texas, I believe. I don't know if they moved the one out of Toronto out or not. I don't know, but we had one there. And again, you know, robots. Hey, I like that robot. Oh, that's a redhead. Wow. Oh, that's a blonde. Ooh, there's a brunette. Yes. Whatever. And those things are collecting your specimen as well. What happens to your specimens? Think about that. That's your DNA. You know, the more you look at a lot of biblical truths, and other books also have these truths, they all tell you not to get caught up in any kind of sexual multiple partner situation, because it's all tied to the DNA. You can corrupt the DNA to a point where there's no return. So when you're reading some of these things, you know, about adultery and this and that, that's where that's coming from. Okay, let's give you a scenario on how this could happen. You got a husband and wife, they get together, they exchange DNA, they do it for a couple of years, they meet another couple, and they decide to trade partners. Some of the guys are going, oh yeah, that ain't such a good idea. Because the seed of the man will have residuals inside the woman, and the woman has her genetic code. Now you are tampering with genetics. And it becomes corrupt. We've all done our thing, you know, in our lives. We've all done whatever. You know, if you have the same partner, I would suggest you, you know, stick with these people. Anybody that you've got that can handle and that will do, you know, work with you and learn and carry on and not require $500 million to do whatever, you may want to hang on. You may want to hang on. And you're going to have to start looking at people in a whole different perspective today. You know, if somebody, like I said, you're dating and the person's been vaccinated and you haven't, it may not be a good idea to maintain that relationship. It's just something you would have to work out. But that's the reality today. Everything around you is designed to take you out. And if somebody in your circle, whether it be husband, wife, uncle, aunt, whatever, and they get the jab and then they come to you and you try to explain to them, oh, I got the jab. Why'd you do that? You know, when they come to you, just look at them. Shake your head and ask, you know, why'd you do that? You know, like I said, when somebody tells me that they did it because they wanted to go to a party, oh, are you effing kidding me? It's a hard one to hear. Especially when you're around people that you've known for a long time. It becomes somewhat of a challenge because, like I said, you thought you had somebody that you helped and then they go out and get the shot. But again, it's their choice for sure. But it's also their consequences. Remember that. You know, it's if they're not willing to take the time to investigate, you know, and all they want to do is have a free ride so that you can give them some attention, it's time to cut the cord and move on, you know. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it at all. You need to start looking out for yourselves as much as you can. Some people may call you selfish, your response should be on the lines of, you're damn right I am. I'm worried about me because the government doesn't give a shit about you, doesn't give a shit about me. The medical people don't give a shit about us either, and the pharmaceutical countries just want us for their experimentation. So why would I, you know, capitulate to that? You know, these are things you can explain to people. It's difficult because everyone now is afraid of being alone. This is where, you know, getting together and having each other's phone numbers and stuff is a good idea. So if there is that, you know, getting by or getting alone, at least then everybody can stay in contact with each other. You know, we today, are going in places and realms I don't think we ever were meant to see, but we're going to see them here, live, live in color. These injections were just the beginning of the biological warfare. Eventually, when they get enough people injected in the country, they will bring out the heavy artillery. The guns and tanks and everything else will be throwing out, you know, flame, fire. That's how you get rid of evidence. That's how you get rid of everything. You start a fire, watch everything burn. We, like I said, it's interesting. Okay. Death is increasing as a result of vax from different age groups. Before I started the show tonight, I was watching a program where they had young children from all walks of life getting their shot, and they're ranting. This is the FDA ranting and raving, or Pfizer, or whoever the hell it is. Ranting and raving about, oh, look, the kids, you can be a superhero. You can fly. Oh, just take the shot. Watch what happens. You'll have a red S on your chest, blue underwear, leap tall buildings, and you might just, you know, make it. You know, kids 5 years old are dying. We had an event over there, I think, in Houston. I think they had over 80 or 100 people die there. And I think there was a concert or something. They figured they pegged it over 200 or close to 300 had died because they took the jab, because this so they could go to a concert and sit there and die at the concert. Imagine that. You know, imagine that. The event cost them their life. And it ain't going to stop there. It ain't going to stop there. It's The concept of the entitlements they want to give you for these jabs. Now they're going after your kids. And think about that for 1 minute. Think about that for 1 minute. This is what we're dealing with here. You got injecting these kids at 5 to 11. That's pre-puberty. What's that going to do to their genetic code between 5 and 11? Where their genitalia hasn't had a chance to develop. Are we going to create a new wave of more, It's a gender where you have both men and women. It slipped my head just that quick. is this going to happen to them? Are they going to drop dead? Are they going to be able to reproduce? Are they going to be able to function? Are they going to be alive? Are they going to be more susceptible to having diseases and health issues? 5 to 11. And these parents are, and they're advertising this. And now, hermaphrodite, that's the term. Are we going to create a new wave of hermaphrodites? You know. Think about this. 5 to 8, we're talking about sperm at the beginning of the show. It might be worth a fortune because if it's not been tampered or tainted with these injections, and now we're going to inject children at 5 to 11, and a lot of pregnant moms were injected when they were gestating, producing a child, and now we're dealing with this. Like, this is war on so many different levels. Biological warfare that's being introduced on the globe. Imagine they keep taking out all your family. You know, we're not in any way, shape, or form dealing with whatever we're dealing with here. So I, you know, like I said, this is going a lot farther. What was it? In Whitby, Ontario, there was a bus, on the side of the bus, they're saying that kids can have strokes too. You know what? I got to tell you something. In my whole life, I have worked with all kinds of people, kids and children. I've seen kids with weak hearts. I've seen kids with weak bodies. And I've seen kids with, you know, respiratory issues, digestive disorders, constipation issues, skin issues, mental brain issues, cancer, whatever. But I've never ever seen a kid ever get a stroke. Whole time I've ever been helping people. That means something that they're injecting into these children has bypassed the blood-brain barrier and now has gone in and has dammed up the works inside the body. And they're also talking about all this now heart inflammation. Now, I don't know what to say to the dumbasses who went and got the jab in the first place. Don't know what to say to them. They got kids. Chances are they got their kids jabbed and they may be regretting it now. Who knows? But for those who are awake, most of you will not subject your children to that kind of torture. You know, those of you who are awake. Those of you who are not awake, you might want to wake up. You might want to look at what I'm saying here. You might want to observe what I'm talking about. Because if you don't observe what I'm saying, and you don't really understand what I'm talking about as far as genetics and the alterations of their genetic code, if your child's between the ages of 5 and 11, that's pre-puberty. Anything after 11 to 13 is post-puberty. these kids haven't had a chance to even develop a proper immune system. The people are injecting these kids with these damn needles. Are you effing kidding me? Some days I watch this stuff and it comes across my feed, and boy, I'm beyond words sometimes. It's a sad state of affairs that we're in today, because imagine you have children and you were a kid and you'd want your kid to grow up and play and enjoy themselves while they can, because when they get older, they're not going to have time to play. You know, the simplicity of allowing a child to grow up. And today, children are not growing up. They're just being programmed. It's all programming. Then they're going to go to the doctor and they're going to inject another program into the kids, which will probably drop dead from that second shot, so many others have. I want y'all to do an experiment. Wherever you shop, wherever you frequent, wherever you go to for whatever you're doing, you know, ask people around you if they know anybody that's died from the vaccine. Simple little question. Some may look at you like you're from Mars, but some will look at you and think, well, you know what? So-and-so just died the other day, and prior to that shot, he says he was fit as a horse. Tells you something went on there. You know, something went on there. Then, you know, we're also seeing animals being killed. I had a farmer from New Brunswick call me about a year or so ago, and he was telling me all the horrific stories that he had himself experienced when he was in New Brunswick. And then I get something today that again is expressing what's going on today. And it's Saskatchewan now, I believe, is the one getting popped. New Brunswick got hit. A guy in New Brunswick was getting hit. Now reports are coming in from cattle being, you know, mangled and cut open and whatever. Like I said, they've done this already in Canada many times. Gone to Saskatchewan, probably Manitoba, PEI, and other places, you know. And nothing is sacred anymore. Nothing. Going to a church, any church, temple, mosque, synagogue, you might be in for a surprise what you may see when you get there, if you go. Because like I said, we are, you know, that's all been inverted, all of it. Everything has been misleading us and misguiding us and teaching us all kinds of things. And they're not going to change their parameters until everybody else decides to make those changes. Nothing's going to happen, you know. And somehow I got off tangent on that. They are going to, like I said, they're hitting our livestock. Who's hitting it, they don't know for sure. But you got to think it's got to be some kind of military going on, using directed energies that are leaving certain marks on the cattle. That's something you might want to keep your eye on. These people that believe that the aliens are going to save you, well, take a look at what they're doing to the cattle. And how do they see you? It's something to be thinking about. There's also, I put a document in here, another document from my collection, about hydrogels, polymers, biofilms, and the mechanics of how they are and how they work. And the link will be in the site as well, so you'll be able to access that, which may help some of you get some clarity in why you're having such difficulty in pulling this stuff out. But once you understand what you're being assaulted with, that's half the battle. So anyway, so you're going to have a bunch of stuff there for everybody to go take a look at. And then share that information with everybody you can. Alrighty, I think at this point, So we're at here. Oh, wrong one. Oh, well, I'm going to call an early one tonight because I'm getting hit. I went to the store today, and I was in the store, get some stuff. It wasn't there long. Walked in, and my blood pressure immediately went up. I thought, what the heck is going on here? So I noticed my blood pressure was up. I was all pumped out and just going into the store. And I figured by the time I got to the third aisle, I realized I was being targeted in the store. So if you guys go into a store and you're feeling like you're being targeted, make sure if you go back and wear protection. And I don't mean a condom. I know you guys are still thinking about the male seed. It's, you know, right now things are still viable. Yeah, but get some protection. Wear a grounding strap. Wear a repeller or a repulsor. You know, wear an ionizer. Anything that can distort the frequency. Because, like I said, it was weird coming back. I thought, holy crap. You know, I was only in there like 15 minutes. I'm not a shopper. I go get what I need and I get out, you know. So, yes, be prepared if you are going shopping to be aware that could happen. Alrighty, let's see here. I think I got everything. All right, I'm probably going to call it an early one tonight. Like I said, I'm kind of pooped from getting popped. The links are going to be on the bottom. You might want to check it. Oh, I forgot. China's again creating another propaganda game in China by infecting their own people. And when you see it, you'll see that, again, this is a new wave that's coming. This is the new wave being prepared, just so you know. I got email saying the other day that the speech that Kamala made was edited. And I said I was going to leave it on there anyway, because even in the editing of that video, that's exactly what's going on today. She was telling it the way it is through the editing. And I think that's still one of those things I think should go viral, just so that people would shake their head a little bit, get the cobwebs out, you know. Because we send them that speech that Kamala did that, it's no big deal, and they just lose interest. So, something to consider. Alrighty. As I say at the end of these shows, read the gospel so that you can understand where you're at and what's going on and where we're heading. You know, read what Jesus said, read what the letters are, read the revelations. Read all these things. You know, get to know it well so you know where you stand. In the top part of the document, there are people there that are doing stuff. Help them any way you can. And if you can't help anyone because you don't have any money, don't sweat it. Just share the information. Just share. Alrighty, I think that's pretty well got it. So as I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.